they said I don't know the specifics of this particular case, but I believe, considering the way that the welfare department has always operated, that there is a lot of conversation and communication trying to find alternative accommodation. I know, for example, that persons are offered to have, even though as they move on, to still have a relationship. Sometimes it could be half the rent paid or all the rent paid. It could be the utilities being paid as well as furnishings being bought for the house, so that persons are not left alone at all. It's not a case where the ministry cuts them off, but it's a case where you have to find accommodation that is more reasonable to allow the ministry to be able to afford it. But I'm waiting on the results of the full investigation.